Simon Pei Aleph Sifal Cotton Shegia Lichlal Sheachak Yotiva Yovalech Gazai's Dogan. A child who came to the age that another baby at his age could eat a gazai's of grain, Vichtesh Yuchel Godel Lechelach in his pras. In the amount of time an adult could eat a pras, which is a much larger amount. This is what we call gazai's Vichtesh Yuchel Pras. Machikim Mitzeoso Mimeraglov. From that point on, his excrement and his urine are considered something that has a foul smell, and therefore we have to move away from it before we say Krishma or any Davar Shebekdusha. So there's a chiddush that we say babies' excrement before this period of time is not considered soya api aloch, and you could say the Torah next to it. Now, the mashmas over here is that even this child is not able to eat, or is not eating, is just nursing. Even so, if he's an age that, if he would be eating a dog and he would be al tira gzais v'chtei achilas pras, then his tzoya has a halacha of tzoya, and you have to separate from, move away from him before you say divrei Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that what it means to say is that even though he's not eating it, min hastam we could assume, in other words, if we know that, let's say after 6 months, the average child could eat a gzais dog v'chtei achilas pras, after half a year, one should be machik from his tzoya, even though this one is just nursing full time. But if you know clearly that he cannot, even though he's older than that age, we don't go by everybody else, we go by him. Just, we could assume. So generally, up to the first half a year of a baby's life, you could assume that he is not able to eat this amount. After that point of time, we have to be concerned, unless we know for sure that he cannot eat a gezeis bechtei achilas pras. And the Shabrila says that all this is mitzad adin, but it is a proper anhoga, proper behavior to be machlik from soya, even a little baby.